News in detail from Brian Jennings.
The United Nations has said no humanitarian aid has been distributed in Gaza following an 11-week Israeli blockade. Israel has given permission for around 100 more aid lorries to enter the territory. But the UN spokesman, Stephen Dujarric, said trucks had crossed the border but hadn't yet reached its warehouses or delivery points.
The arrival of more supplies closer to where they are needed is a positive development. It is only a drop in the ocean of what is actually needed to address the massive scale of the humanitarian operation. The deprivations we are seeing in Gaza is the result of ongoing bombardments and blockade and the recurrent displacement.
Stefan Dujarric. The Hamas-run civil defense agency in Gaza has said this morning that at least 19 people were killed and dozens more were injured in Israeli airstrikes overnight. The agency said that most of the dead were children, including a week-old baby. There's been no independent confirmation of the deaths. The Taoiseach Micheál Martin has said he strongly welcomes the decision by the EU to review its links with Israel. The EU's top diplomat, Kaja Kallas, said Brussels was acting after a strong majority of its 27 member states backed a move to assess whether or not Israel was in breach of human rights obligations in the EU-Israel Association Agreement. Mr. Martin said that Ireland, together with Spain, first called for this step to be taken in February last year. He said Israel must know that the world was watching and that it could not act with impunity against all international humanitarian laws and norms. A report by Samaritans Ireland shows that its volunteers answered an average of 50 calls every hour last year. It found that the service was the only form of support for more than half of the people who called. On this programme, the Executive Director for Samaritans Ireland, Sarah O'Toole, outlined some of the reasons people sought help.
Issues around mental health or mental illness, people having issues with family or relationships, and loneliness and isolation. And loneliness and isolation is an interesting one because it cuts across all demographics. Sometimes we think of loneliness in relation to living in a rural setting, not having that human connection. But actually, we find that you could be living in a city surrounded by people and feel really, really lonely and isolated.
A report today says that tropical forests were lost at record levels last year. The World Resources Institute said the level of deforestation almost doubled, as many regions across the world struggled to control outbreaks of fire. Researchers say that the equivalent of 18 football pitches were lost every minute. Greenhouse gas emissions from Ireland's usage of energy have fallen for a third consecutive year. The reductions means that Ireland's level of greenhouse gas emissions remain at their lowest for more than three decades. The Director of Research and Policy Insight at the Sustainable Energy Authority of Ireland, the SEAI, Margie McCarthy, said this was something to celebrate and meant Ireland was going in the right direction. Our environment correspondent, George Lee.
Last year saw record levels of electricity generated from solar panels, record levels of heat pumps and further growth in the overall renewable energy share. The SEAI said these achievements, along with the 11% reduction in energy emissions since 2021, were driven by positive policy decisions. It warned, however, that the trend towards lower emissions must be accelerated for Ireland to meet its greenhouse gas emissions targets. Overall emissions from electricity and transport went down last year, while heat-related emissions went up. The 1.3% reduction in Ireland's energy emissions achieved came despite a 2.3% increase in overall energy use. 14.5% of all Ireland's energy came from renewables like wind and solar.
The US President Donald Trump has announced plans to build a missile defence system that would shield the entire United States. The Golden Dome idea was inspired by Israel's land-based Iron Dome defence shields that protected from missiles and rockets. Mr. Trump announced $25 billion in funding for the project, which he said could eventually cost around $175 billion.
This design for the Golden Dome will integrate with our existing defense capabilities and should be fully operational before the end of my term. So we'll have it done in about 3 years. Once fully constructed, the Golden Dome will be capable of intercepting missiles, even if they are launched from other sides of the world and even if they are launched from space.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Discover next generation comfort for your home with the new Grant Airona R290 heat pump. Think heating, think Grant.
Early morning mist and fog will lift, giving way to widespread sunshine. It'll be generally dry with light northerly breezes. Highest temperatures will range from 16 to 20 degrees.